It's a Monday night party.
Showtime, baby!
Saving the best for last on this opening weekend.
Hey, this our field, this our show, let's go!
With the Chargers in town, it's time for the real deal.
And we want to win the division, we want to make a run in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. That's what we want to do.
We'll hear from Vance Joseph one-on-one, and Steve Atwater will have his keys to the game.
Monday night football in front of the whole world against, you know, a divisional rival. It don't get no better than this.
It's Monday night, man. It's Monday night.
It's a late kickoff, but the timing is just right. The Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. We had to wait all weekend, but the Broncos season opener is finally here. So much hope, so much promise for this year's squad, and a lot of that due to Von Miller. He had a limited preseason action, but he's ready to go tonight with Phillip Rivers and the Chargers in town, a rivalry dating back to 1960. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the Broncos TV pregame show presented by Microsoft. I'm Phil Milani, getting you set for tonight's matchup. And we've already had a bit of news today as the Broncos and kicker Brandon McManus have agreed to a new four-year deal. They also moved nose tackle Tyreek Jarrett up from the practice squad to the active roster. So a bit of news as the Broncos try to win their sixth consecutive opening day win. So some news from this morning. Now let's check in with the players as they made their way in for tonight's big matchup.
Bro, it's the best, man. Nothing like it, man. The whole world's watching. Can't ask for anything better than that.
Especially in the Mile High City.
Hell yeah. Woo! Let's go, Broncos country.
Yeah!
A whole lot of pain for them today, man. A whole lot of hurts. It's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Game day. Day one.
Oh, look at the superstar over there.
Come out with a win.
Good luck, big guy.
Got a good game plan in.
Showtime, man. You know it starts tonight.
The guys are ready, and besides this being the season opening game, it's also head coach Vance Joseph's head coaching debut in the NFL. He'll be going against his good friend and Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn, who's also making his debut. It's the first time in NFL history that two minority head coaches are making their debuts against each other. Our own Matt Boyer is one-on-one with the head coach.
Coach, we think back to minicamp, OTAs, training camp. We're finally into week one. When you think about the journey and all the hard work that's gone into it, how excited are you to take the field week one?
I'm very excited, you know, for our football team and obviously myself. It being my first game as a head coach, first real game. But, you know, it's about our team, you know, and it's been a long training camp and a long, long preseason, and it's exciting to play tonight.
When you think about the players, the hoopla surrounding this game, I know there's a lot of hype that goes into Monday night. It's going to be electric out there. However, what is the one thing that you need to make sure you guys remember when they hit that tunnel on Monday night?
We have to nail what we know about this team. You know, we've had a good week of work, and the things that we've game planned and studied, we have to get right. If we do that, we'll have success tonight.
Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt. And it's the debut for VJ. It's also the debut for first-round pick Garrett Bowles. And that leads us right into Mace's matchup as we're here with Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason.
Yeah, Bowles and then Menelik Watson on the right side. They've both got a very stiff challenge tonight. They're going up against two of the better edge rushers in the league, Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa, the defensive rookie of the year last year, working in a 3-4 defense last year. Well, now the Chargers are in a 4-3 under new defensive coordinator Gus Bradley. So both Bowles and Watson are going to see plenty of Bosa and Ingram, the first of many good edge-rushing combos they're going to see this season.
Yeah, the AFC West, brutal when it comes to pass rushers. Those two combined for 18.5 sacks a year ago. The Broncos clearly made the offensive line a priority. They could have four new starters out of the five. Are they ready to go, Mays?
Yeah, you think they're ready to go, and I think they will be definitely ready to go, especially Watson and Bowles, because they've been battle-tested by going up against Von Miller day after day after day during training camp. It's something that Mike McCoy alluded to on Friday when he was asked about it, and he even pointed back to his past when he worked on Carolina staff and noted Jordan Gross, the first-round pick of the Panthers back in 2003, and said, hey, one reason that Jordan Gross was ready to be a starter right away in 03 was because he went up against Julius Peppers every day in practice, and that made him better. And you know, that Panthers team did very well with Jordan Gross as a rookie at left tackle, went all the way to the Super Bowl. So that shows you can have a good season with a rookie at left tackle. The Broncos hoping for the same kind of outcome with Bowles on the left side this year.
Maybe that's a big reason why Von Miller was named a team captain for the first time in his career. Mace, thank you very much. You can find Andrew Mason on the brand new lineup on Orange and Blue 760. Mace will be on with Steve Atwater for First and 10 at 10. That's Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. Now let's hear from the starting QB and Bowles, who weigh in on Mace's matchup.
It's a good group. Obviously, you got to pay attention to the two edge guys that they got. But I mean, they line up, they know exactly what they're doing. They're obviously really well coached, and they play fast.
Both of them, I'm excited to go against them because they're going to make me better. I'm excited to, you know, see what they bring to me, and then I'm just going to counter it. But at the same time, I know I got to be on my heels and ready to go because they're going to bring it, and I'm excited to see what happens. But I feel like I'm ready.
The Bowles will be thrown right into the fire. You know, the Broncos schedule the toughest in the NFL based on last season's record. So no break for Bowles. He'll right into the fire tonight against those Chargers pass rushers. For more, let's check in once again with Matt Boyer, who's inside the Broncos locker room.
Thanks, Phil. Yep, the equipment staff behind me making their last-minute adjustments before tonight's big Monday night football game. And as we've been talking about all show, there's plenty of storylines, right? There's the Chargers. There's the Broncos. It's a divisional matchup. Monday night football. Coach Mike McCoy going against his former team. We'll get to that in a little bit. However, a big storyline for tonight will be the running game. The Broncos finished in the last third in the NFL for rushing last season, but the rushing attack is back in a big way for Denver as C.J. Anderson and Jamaal Charles will look to get things going early for the Broncos to keep that Chargers front seven at bay. On the defensive side of the ball, you've got plenty of storylines as well. You've got Justin Simmons being part of that revamped no-fly zone, but let's take a look at that Broncos front seven. Zach Kerr and Jared Krick both out with injuries, which means plenty of opportunity for guys like Shelby Harris, who had a great preseason, to step up for the Broncos. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com after tonight's game as well. Put a pot of coffee on maybe at halftime just to stay awake. It's going to be a late one, but it's going to be worth it. We're going to have Trevor Siemian and head coach Vance Joseph at the podium, as well as myself and Phil Milani in the locker room live on Twitter and Periscope. But for now, Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. Yeah, the Broncos a little thin along the defensive line, but they still have Von Miller, who sacked Phillip Rivers 13 times, more than any other quarterback in his career. Now let's check in with Broncos insider Steve Atwater for his keys to the game.
Thanks, Phil. Here are the keys to the game. On the offensive side of the ball, I think it's vital that we come out and establish the run early in order to set up the pass game for later on. I think it's also important that Trevor Siemian comes out and gets rid of the ball on time. That way he avoids any unnecessary sacks. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, I think it's extremely important that we stop Melvin Gordon. I think if we hold Melvin Gordon to under 100 yards rushing, I think we have a great chance of winning this ball game.
Once again, you can catch Steve on the all-new lineup on Orange and Blue 760 for First and 10 at 10. That's with Andrew Mason, Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. We're back here fieldside now with Matt Boyer, very busy Matt Boyer. He's been bouncing around. Matt, we've talked a lot about this being a special night for VJ, but also a special night for offensive coordinator Mike McCoy going against his former team.
He downplayed it, didn't he, Phil, earlier this week, saying that it's not about him, he's past it. He really liked the opportunity and loved that the Spanos family invested those 3 years in him, but he's moving on. This is a new challenge for him. This is a new team, but we did hear from Joe Woods, defensive coordinator Joe Woods, that he has been quick to give a little tip here or there. So definitely familiar with this roster, and that familiarity is going to help the Broncos game plan tonight.
Yeah, he said he knew the personnel from his 4 years in San Diego, but it's a new defense there,
right?
Especially with Gus Bradley coming in from Jacksonville. One guy McCoy does know is Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers, it's one of those things where this team is very familiar with Phillip Rivers, even though Mike McCoy did have a chance to coach him. This team, like you mentioned earlier, Vaughn Miller has had a chance to go up against Phillip Rivers many, many times in his career. Phillip Rivers, a Hall of Famer. What can you say? We saw him make headlines about the car earlier this week, right? Making the commute from San Diego to LA. So he definitely poses a challenge. And that familiarity on the Broncos side, Phillip Rivers also has a very good familiarity with this Broncos defense, so it should be a good matchup.
33 touchdowns last season for Phillip Rivers. 21 interceptions, though. That's the most in his career. A lot of mutual respect from both sides, but none more than Mike McCoy for Phillip Rivers.
He's special. He makes every player around him better. He's a great face of a franchise. You know, the Chargers are very fortunate to have a player like that. You know, anybody that has, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback that does so much. You know, everyone wants to read about this vehicle he's purchased. Well, that's Phillip. He prepares like no other, and he's even a better human being. He's a great person.
We mentioned it, and you just heard McCoy mention it there, that car from Phillip Rivers. Pretty cool deal, him outfitting that car with all those monitors so that he could still watch game film and still make it home on time in that L.A. traffic as Rivers stayed in San Diego. That's a pretty cool deal.
Well, he's got, you know, a very big family, so it's important to make it home for dinner on time and make sure you get your study in.
Well, we're getting closer to kickoff now. You can watch tonight's game on ESPN, or if you're in Denver, KTVD Channel 20. And Rex Ryan and Beth Mowins will have the call tonight in the booth. You can catch interviews with both of those guys as Mowins will become the first woman to call a regular season NFL game in 30 years. That's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, definitely. We saw ESPN, nice tribute to Beth through all forms of social media, on their website, as well as SportsCenter today. So very deserving, and she knows her stuff. It's one of those things, too, where she is prepared for this game for not just this year, but her entire broadcasting career, and I think she's going to do a fantastic job.
Yeah, definitely. You can catch both of those interviews, again, on DenverBroncos.com. Okay, let's wrap this thing up. What's your final thought here?
Definitely on the defensive line. I mentioned it in the locker room report. I think that front seven for the Broncos is going to be key, especially with guys like Jared Krick and Zach Kerr out. Shelby Harris, Adam Gotsis is also going to need to be big. So the defensive front seven for the Broncos is going to be key tonight.
Yeah, stopping the run has been a major priority for the Broncos during the offseason. I'm going to go with the opposite side, running the football. We talked a lot about those Chargers pass rushers. They have two Pro Bowl corners that we haven't even talked about yet. So to take some of that pressure off Trevor Siemian, I'd like to see the Broncos run the ball. Okay, well, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back live post-game from inside the locker room. And, of course, we'll have the podium live with head coach Vance Joseph and Trevor Siemian. Until then, thank you for watching. This has been the Broncos TV pregame show presented by Microsoft.